Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can communicate in a better and more effective way. So particularly when we're talking about conversational English, as that's what English is about. It's all about connecting and having conversations with people. And of course, to have good conversations, you need good vocabulary, and to have good conversations, you need to use expressions and understand what people are saying. So this is what we're trying to help you with. Better words, better use of the words, expressions, phrasal verbs. So today we're going to look in this podcast at the word hit, H-I-T, hit. And we're going to look at some idioms involving hit. And as always, if you like it and you like the other podcasts, well, why don't you tell family member or friend and they can join too. And we're always happy to welcome other people to the site. Okay, so as always, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a list of the idioms in this case that we're going to talk about. I'm going to give you some examples and hopefully you'll be able to understand then how best to use them. At the end, I'll give you my contact details if you want to contact me. And as I always say, very happy to hear from you on any topic, anytime. Okay, so we're going to talk about idioms with hit. Okay, so let me give you the list. Hit the ground running. Hit the dust. Hit the hay or hit the sack, both mean the same thing. Hit it off. Hit the roof, hit the ceiling. Hit the town. Hit the road. And finally, hit the nail on the head. Okay, so let me go through those one at a time. So, hit the ground running. Well, we use this very typically when somebody has a lot of experience. They don't need what we call hand-holding. They're quite happy to start a job. They don't need any supervision. And they say, well, look, I'm ready to hit the ground running. I've got everything I need. I've got my laptop. I've got the project in mind. I've got a few ideas. So just leave me, come back to me later on. I'll fill you in as to what I've been doing, but I can hit the ground running. So it's a good question that is often asked in interviews. How are you in terms of preparation? Are you able to hit the ground running? Meaning we don't have a lot of time to train you. We need to take you on board. Yes, we'll introduce you to the people, but really we're looking for somebody with a lot of experience that can hit the ground running. They are ready to go. Yeah, boom. So it's like jumping off a train. I don't recommend this, like jumping off a train before it stops. You hit the ground running. You got to get your legs going, ready, and boom, you hit the ground, you're ready to run. So let's hit the ground running. Let's get going. Yeah. You might find it in the warm-up before a football match. The manager says to the guys, okay, look, go out and have a good warm-up there. Come back. We'll have a bit of a chat. But when we get out on this game, this team are really good. So we need to hit the ground running. We can't afford to waste 10 minutes getting into this game. We've got to get into the game from the kickoff. Okay, so let's hit the ground running. Next, hit the dust. Hit the dust means something has failed. Not cataclysmically or it hasn't failed drastically, but it just didn't happen. Yeah. So you're trying to get some deal together, trying to organize something, but it just didn't work and it hit the dust. It failed. Okay. Now, be very careful. There is another expression, bite the dust. And when somebody bites the dust, they literally fall down and like head first into the dirt and the dirt is in their mouth. They bite the dust. But here we're talking about hit the dust. And when something hits the dust, it has failed. Yeah. So I was working on a project for many, many weeks, hoping to get it going, looking for finance, but, you know, just nothing was happening. People were a little bit, I'm not so sure. And at the end, I just, as we say, pulled the plug. It hit the dust and it's over. I'll just forget about it and I'll move on to something else too. Hit the dust. Next, hit the hay or hit the sack. Now, these have exactly the same meaning. Some people say hit the hay. Some people say hit the sack. It means I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to go to bed. Okay, so it's time to hit the hay, meaning let's just get into bed and the day is over. Let's take a rest. Hit the sack is the slang word for your bed, the sack. Yeah, I'm going to hit the sack means I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to have a long, long sleep. Somebody wants to find out, where's Harry? Ah, he's still in the sack, meaning he's asleep. He's in his bed. Okay, so to hit the hay, hit the sack means we're going to go to bed. We're tired. It's been a long, long day, an exhausting day. We've been traveling for a long time. As soon as I get into this hotel or as soon as I get home, I'm going to hit the hay, I'm going to hit the sack, and I'll be ready in the morning to get off on that hike or whatever we are going to do. Okay, so hit the hay, hit the sack, exactly the same meaning. Get into bed and have a good sleep. Next, to hit it off. Well, to hit it off means to get on with somebody. Usually we hit it off from the very beginning. Yeah, so two people met for the first time and they weren't sure what to expect, but within a few minutes they were laughing, they were joking, and they really hit it off from the beginning. So as soon as they met, they had something in common. They made a connection, which people often do, and people were looking at them saying, oh, those two seem to have hit it off, meaning, yeah, they seem to be getting on well. So you've got a single friend girl or a single friend boy, you arrange a meeting, a party, and you introduce them, and within a few minutes, they seem to be getting on, as we say, like a house on fire, and they have hit it off. So to hit it off means to get on with somebody very quickly, everything is working, yeah? So hit it off. Okay, next, to hit the roof. Well, this is a slightly different meaning. So when somebody hits the roof, they're not so happy. In fact, they're very annoyed. They're probably boiling over with anger. So you bring the car home that your father has lent you, and you say, Dad, a little bit of an accident. I'm really sorry. It's not so much, a little bit of paint will sort it out. What did you do? Oh my God, my car. So he goes out and he sees this scratch along the side of the car, and he explodes and he hits the roof. So you're on the phone to your friend later on, and he says, well, what did the old man say? What did your father say? Oh, what do you expect? He hit the roof. I'm never going to get the car again. I'm stupid. I can't drive properly. I have no responsibility. Just as I expected. It wasn't such a bad scrape. Yeah, I suppose if it was my car, I'd be a little bit annoyed as well. So to hit the roof. So anytime anybody gets a little bit too excited, a little bit angry, well, we can expect them to hit the roof. They're jumping up and down with anger. They are very annoyed. They want to punch somebody. They want to hit somebody. They want to kick the dog. Whatever they want to do, they're going to hit the roof. Yeah. Oh, when he gets this bill, he's going to hit the roof. You know, the accountant done a lot of work, but a lot of extra work that perhaps the client hasn't seen. So he prints off the bill. It's all itemized. He's checked it and he sends it by email, and he goes, in about 10 minutes time, I'm going to get a call from this guy because he's going to hit the roof when he sees it. But I can account for everything I've done. It's a bit high, but he did ask me to do this extra work. So yeah, the phone beeps, beep, 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 beep. Message, what the is this bill? It's really, really big. And so he's really angry, annoyed. He has hit the roof. Okay, so hit the town. So what do we do when we hit the town? Well, usually when we say we'll hit the town means we're going to go out and have a good night. Yeah, so we'll hit the town, or people say we'll paint the town red, meaning we're going to have a party. Yeah, so let's hit the town. So your friends come around and say, what we're going to do? He said, well, we've been in lockdown now for 6 weeks. The restaurants are opening. I've booked a place in the center of the city. They're going to serve some food so we can have a couple of beers. There's just room at the table for six of us. That's all they will permit. But let's just go. Let's hit the town. Let's get out of here. Let's have a good time. So to hit the town means to get in your car, get on the bus, get on the metro, get into the city and go and enjoy yourself. Hit the town. Let's hit the road. Well, when we say we're going to hit the road, it means we're going to go. Okay, it's time we hit the road. I'm looking at my watch. It's going to take me 3 hours to get back home, assuming there's no traffic. So I think I'll hit the road and I'll get home just before 9 o'clock, or just in time to say goodnight to the kids, or just in time for a bite to eat, whatever it might be. But it's time for me to hit the road. So you say to your parents, thanks for the good time. Good to see you. But I think I'll hit the road if you don't mind. Okay, so anytime we want to leave, anytime we think it's time to go, whether we're going to get into a car or a taxi, a bus, a train, whatever it might be, yeah, I think I'll hit the road. I'll get on my way. I want to get off. I want to get home in time to check those papers, to look at the news, to have a glass of wine, to watch the football match, to have a bite to eat, whatever it is. I'm going to hit the road. I'm going to get out of here. Okay, hit the road. And then finally, to hit the nail on the head. Boink. Yeah, big hammer, nail, doink, hit it perfectly. Hit the nail on the head. Any of you who have tried to do any DIY, the most important thing when you have a nail and a hammer is not to hit your fingers. Yeah, so you want to hit the nail, boink, on the head perfectly. And if you hit it on the head every time, it'll go in straight. So in this idiomatic expression, to hit the nail on the head means you got it exactly right. Okay, so when we're talking about a problem, somebody is saying, but I'm not quite sure why we have this problem. Somebody recommends this. Somebody suggests this. Somebody has this idea. And then you're in the background. You say, well, to me, the way I read it, the way I understand it is the following. And the boss says, you know, you've just hit the nail right on the head. That's absolutely perfect. That's exactly what has happened here. And that's how we're going to solve this problem. So to hit the nail on the head is to get it exactly right. Okay. Or you pick up the newspaper, or you log in on the internet, you look at your local paper and you see this interesting story that attracts your attention. You read it and it's about local corruption or local politics or the issue around COVID-19. And you read the article and this journalist has it absolutely correct. He understands, or she understands, what the problem is. They understand where things went wrong. They understand how we should get out of it. And you look at it and you recommend it to your friends to read. And you say, you know, this journalist, he's hit the nail on the head. He does it time and time again. He really gets right to the meat of the problem, right to the center of the problem. He knows it, he understands it, and he's able to explain it in a good way, to hit the nail on the head. Okay, so they're my idioms about hit. I hope it's a hit with you. And if it is a hit with you, why don't you recommend it to your friends? So let me give them to you again. Hit the ground running. Like the Roadrunner, one of my favorite cartoons, to hit the ground running. Hit the dust. Hit the hay or hit the sack, as I said, exactly the same. To hit it off. Hit the roof. Somebody really angry. Hit the town, go out and have a good time. Hit the road on your way, and hit the nail on the head. Okay, so they're my idioms with hit, and that's the end of this particular podcast. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to contact me, well, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. As I always say, very happy to hear from you, very happy to include anything that you want in a later date, or explain something to you again, or just ask me to slow down. Sometimes I speak a little bit too quickly, and hopefully you've been able to understand this podcast better. Okay, as always, thanks for joining me, and I'll join you again very, very soon.